Shalom to all. Today's avos Yerushalmi Vamastav Yodalad. We're starting a little bit into the Amud with Halacha Yud Beis, and today's avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Memtar Bas Riaka Moshe Hernish Amos Shenhav and Aliyah. So we continue discussing cases similar to what we had previously. We have a woman that even though she's permitted to marry, she's not allowed to marry the one who is kind of the cause for her being allowed to get married. So that's what the Mishnah tells us. Hacham she'asar se'ish v'neder abayla. If a chacham asered a woman with a neder on her husband, harizal yisaino, he's not allowed to marry her. In other words, she made a neder that she's not going to benefit from her husband, which in essence means that her husband is not allowed to live with her anymore, and the chacham wasn't able to find the Pesach for a nether, he wasn't able to be matir it, so her husband divorced her. That chacham is not allowed to marry her. And the Gemara is going to explain, because people are going to suspect him that the reason why he quote unquote didn't find the heter for a nether is because really he wanted to marry her. So that's what we say, he's not allowed to marry her. However, let's say a woman came to Bezin and Mianai shechaltz befanov, let's say she did Mion, which we know means she walked out of the marriage, or the chalitz was done in front of him, so Yisaena, this Dayan is allowed to marry her, Mneshu Bezdin. That's because he's Bezdin, which means he's part of a three-man Bezdin, and the Gemara is going to explain they wouldn't suspect the other two Dayanim of teaming up with this third one to falsify this whole situation just so that this third Dayan could marry her. Wouldn't go so far to suspect that, therefore, she is allowed to marry one of the Dayanim. Also, the Kulin, in all these cases, meaning these Dayanim, Shahu Lehen Nashim, if they were already married when they permitted this woman to marry, Umesu, and then their wives died, Mutarsli Nasalahen, so they're allowed to marry this woman whom we had just spoken about before because it doesn't look improper. Anyway, at the point in time when they allowed this woman to get remarried, they were married to a different woman, so we don't have a chashash that they wanted to marry her also. Furthermore, if a Kulin Shinesu Lacher and Venis Alman is Garshu, in regards to all these women, if now that they had this heter to remarry, they remarried somebody else, and then they became either an almana or a grusha from that other person, mutar sli nasa lohen, so they're allowed to marry this rav or this dayon. And also the kulam, in regards to these dayonim, these rabbanim, mutar sli bnei lachayim, this woman that they paskin is allowed to get remarried, she's allowed to marry their son or their brother. And that also the Gemara is going to explain, because we're not afraid the dayon is going to paskin improperly just for her son or brother. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, chacham she'asar se'ish v'neder abayla v'chulu, so chacham she'asar se'ish v'neder abayla, hariz lo yisaenu, he's not allowed to marry her. Why is that? Is because I would say that maybe that's what his kavan was in the first place, that he didn't find the Pesach for a nether just so he could marry her. As we explained in the Mishnah, that's why you say he is not allowed to marry her. Also, the Mishnah had said, what does that mean? So, as we had explained, it's not common. We don't suspect that two other Dayanim are going to sin just in order to be able to help that third Dayan out. People don't go so far. Therefore, one of the Dayanim is allowed to marry her. Now, based off of that, we're going to ask a question. Over there, we have a Mishnah that tells us, if a person deposits some produce by his friend to watch, even if they're getting lost, they're becoming rotted, or mice are eating them, the one who's watching them, the shomer, he's not allowed to touch them, he has to leave them. Whereas he says that no, he should sell them for their fair market value in front of Beis Din. That goes like Hashav Zaveda. The produce that he's watching is slowly getting ruined or eaten by mice, and by the time his friend comes back from his business trip or vacation, he's going to see that there's nothing left. So it's like an Aveda. Therefore, Rishim Gamaliel says, you know what, sell the remaining produce to Beis Din. So now the question is, what's done with the money? In other words, who's allowed to buy this produce? It says, sell it in front of Beis Din. Dahainu, Beis Din decides how much it's worth, and they sanction the sale. They say that it's okay to be sold. The question is, so who actually buys it? So Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Machlokes Rabbi Akiva Reb Tarfon, it's Machlokes Rabbi Akiva Reb Tarfon. And Tanya Raisa, Beis Din lo yechu. The Beis Din themselves, they're not allowed to buy this produce. So here's the question. Rabbi Akiva Amar, Rabbi Chiyah Reb Shabsai Makshi, he asks, Hachat Amar, Mianoi, Shechaltz B'fan of Yisaena. Over here in our Mishnah, we had said that if she did Mion or Chalitza in front of this Dayon, so he's allowed to marry her. Why Mibneshu Beis Din? Because he's Beis Din, and Beis Din is not suspected of impropriety. Two Dayonim aren't going to cover for this third one. V'hachat Amar Hachin, and over here you're saying this, that when we're telling him that he should sell his friend's produce so it doesn't get ruined, he's doing that in front of Beis Din with Beis Din's approval, but the Beis Din themselves are not allowed to buy it. Why not? I thought we wouldn't suspect him of impropriety. And the answer is Rabbi Yossi, Taman, Hamekach Dar Kelishtalaj. Over there, a sale is normal to split in three ways. All the produce is normal to not be bought by one person, rather by multiple people, and therefore there is technically a suspicion on Beis Din that maybe they said that the value is X, Y, and Z because they wanted to buy it. Because again, technically all three of them could buy it, and that's why Beis Din is not allowed to buy it, even though they gave the thumbs up for its sale. From Hacher over here, in the case of Minor Chalitza, Ein Shnayim Mitzuyin Lachtoy Bnei Echad, as we had explained, two are not common to sin because of one. Only one of the Dayanim is going to be able to marry this woman, and we don't suspect that the other two Dayanim are not posking properly over here just so that their fellow third Dayan is going to be able to marry her. That's not a suspicion, and that's why one of the Dayanim is allowed to marry her. Continue to quote the Mishnah, we had said, V'kulon sh'ayulhem nashu umesu mutarsli nasilhen, that if when the Dayan was passing in this case, he already was married, and then his wife died, so then he is allowed to marry this woman. Nothing more clarifies, loy amru ela mesu, that's only if his wife had died, avol nizgarshu loy, but if he subsequently divorced his wife, then he's not allowed to marry this woman whom he passing about, and that's because the suspicion is that maybe the only reason why he said that this woman's allowed to get remarried is because he intended the whole time that, you know what, I'm going to divorce my wife and then I'll marry her. And therefore, in that situation, when he divorces his wife afterwards, he's not allowed to marry her. It's only if his wife dies, so then he's allowed to marry this woman. We then said in the Mishnah, if after the dying paskin, this woman's allowed to get remarried, she did remarry somebody else, and then that person either died and divorced her, so then this Rav is allowed to marry her. Why is that? That's because the person is not suspected of sinning with intention that after some time later, he's going to be able to marry her. Meaning, we don't suspect him that he paskined incorrectly regarding her miyun or chalitza or her neder, because he had in mind that maybe later on down the line, she's going to get married and then divorced, her husband's going to die, and then I'll be able to marry her. That's too far-fetched. Last time, Mishnah said, in all these cases, this woman is allowed to marry the dying or the Rav's son or brother. And why is that? A person is not suspected of sinning, of paskining improperly, just because of his son or his brother. Finishing the second paragraph of Masechet Yevamos. Just like we should finish this part together, we should finish the entire Masechet together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. Moving right on to the brand new parak. The Mishnah tells us, Arba Achin, we have four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Shnayim hen nusim shtei achayos. Two of them are married to two sisters, Rachel and Leah. So obviously it'll be Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah. Umesu hen nusunas achayos. And these two brothers are married to the two sisters died. Reuven and Shimon died. Hare elu chayotzais v'loy misyavmais. Levi and Yehuda have to do chalitza and not yibum. And the reason why yibum is not allowed is because the problem of achayos zikukasai. There's zikas yibum of each woman to each brother. And so if let's say Levi decides that he wants to marry Rachel, he can't because he's also zakuk to Leah, and so if he marries Rachel, she's achais zikukasai, the sister of the one whom he's zakuk to. And it's the same thing with Yehuda. If Yehuda decides that he wants to marry Leah, he can't do that because she's achais zikukasai, he's also zakuk to Rachel, and so neither the brothers are allowed to marry either of their sisters, they have to do chalitza. Furthermore, says Mishnah, Vim kinmu v'kinsu yaitziu. If they were makdim and the two brothers, Levi and Yehuda, married these two sisters, Rachel and Leah, we have to take them away. This is not Beseder. Whereas Rabbi Lazar, he says it's machlekes. Beishamai says they could stay married. That's because once the marriage happened, he holds that this isra completely falls away, and now there's no more isra anymore. Whereas Beis Hillel Yitzu, Beis Hillel says no, they have to be taken away. Second more quotes the Mishnah Arba Achen Shnayim Hen Nusim Shtei Achayos V'Chulu, and we begin to clarify and ask questions. Ilu Arba Achen. Let's say we had our case: our four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yodan, Beis on top, and Shnayim Hen Nusim Shtei Nachriyos. We have two of them, Reuven and Shimon, are married to two random women, not sisters, just two random women. Shema Einin Siavmais. What if Reuven and Shimon die? Are their wives not allowed to undergo Yibum by Levi and Yehuda? Of course they are. There's no problem. These two women, Reuven and Shimon's wives, they're not related to each other, and they're both falling to Yibum to two brothers, so of course Yibum's allowed to happen. Why is it any different in the case in our Mishnah? Asked the Gemara. And the answer is, Shan Yiyacha, our Mishnah is different, Sheish by Isra Chayos. That's because there's an Isra of sisters. These two women, Rachel and Leah, are both sisters with each other. That's what the issue is. It's an Erva. Asked the Gemara, fine, Me'at, if that's so, La Yutzichas Emen Chalitza. So then they shouldn't require Chalitza. As we know from the beginning of the Masechta, then we have two women falling to Yibum, and one of them's an Erva, the other one doesn't require Chalitza at all. So why does our Mishnah say that we need Chalitza if we're talking about sisters? So Rav Matanya, he answers, Aidei Zika. That's because these two women are only connected through Zika's Yibum. Ve'ein by Isra Chayiz Beruris. It's not a clear Isra of sisters. You're right, these are sisters, but they're coming from two different husbands, and therefore the only issue is Achayiz Zikukasai. She's the sister of the one whom he's Zakuk to, and this is really an issue through Yibum. It's not a full-fledged Erva problem, and therefore we still require chalitza to sever this bond. And continuing with this, with a similar case, Tamat Tanina of the Ruler of the Mishnah, which is later on in the Masechta, the next parak, Shemer Siyavim Shekidish Achav Es Achayso. We have Shemer Siyavim, she's a woman, she's awaiting Yibam, she's regular Yavama, and his brother was Makadesh, her sister. So let's just use the same names. We have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi as brothers. Over here, Reuven is married to Rachel, and that's it. Then Reuven dies without children, so Rachel falls to Yibam too, Shimon and Levi. And before anything happens, meaning no one did Yibam or chalitza, Levi went ahead and was Makadesh Rachel's sister, Leah. Now that's a problem because she's Achais Zikukasai. She's a sister of the one who zakuked him. Levi really has a Zikas Yibum to Rachel, but here he goes and is Makadesh Rachel's sister, Leah. So what are we supposed to do? Mishom Rabbi Yudim B'Seir Amr, they said, Amrim Loi, so they tell him, Hamdin Adshi Yasa Chicha Gadol Maisa, you should wait till your older brother does a Maisa, meaning wait till Shem and your brother either does Chalitza or Yibum to Rachel, and then you can marry Leah. Now let's say, Chatzula Achim, Ay Kansu, one of the brothers did Chalitza to her, or married her, the Dibum, so then Yechiseshtai, he's allowed to marry his wife, meaning Levi's allowed to marry Leah. Now let's say Mesa Hayavama, the Yavama herself died, meaning Rachel died before Chalitzer Yibum, she died. So Yechnais here also, Levi is allowed to marry Leah. Now let's say Mesa Yavam, the other Yavam died, meaning Shemin died before he was able to do either Chalitzer Yibum. So here we have Levi, who gave Kiddushin to Leah, but he's also Zakuk to Rachel through Yibum. What does he do now? So he has to divorce his wife, meaning Leah, he has to give her a get, and his brother's wife, which is Rachel, he has to give her Chalitza, because here he has a problem. He can't marry Leah because she is Achais Zikukasai, and he can't marry Rachel because she's Achais Ishtai. Here we have a clarification of this. Loi Amar Ela Mesa Yavimtai Mutar Beishtai. It was only said that if the Yavama, if Rachel dies, so then Levi's allowed to marry his wife, Leah. Aval Mesa Ishtai, but if his wife died, meaning if Leah died, Asur Beyavimtai, he's not allowed to marry his Yavama, meaning he's not allowed to now go and marry Rachel. As we're understanding that since there was a point in time that he wasn't allowed to marry Rachel, there was an Isser of Yibum because he had went ahead and was Makadesh, her sister. So now, even though the sister is not alive anymore, Leah had died, the Heter Yibum doesn't come back, and that's why Levi is not allowed to be Miyabem Rachel. However, Amar Rechon says, Zu de Rablazar. That's only she's Rablazar. Abel de Rechachamim, but the Chamim hold that Mesa Yavimtai Mutter Beishtai, Mesa Ishtai Mutter Beyavimtai. That it doesn't make a difference who died. If the Yavama Rachel died, Levi's allowed to marry Leah, the one whom he was Makadesh. And if Leah died, he's allowed to marry his Yavama. That's also perfectly fine. And Ari Yechanan, he further explains, why is this? Divrei Chachamim, what's a Chachamim Svara? That's because, kol davar shu ba machmas ha-gairim, anything that comes because of a gairim, which means we have an isser that's caused by a particular reason. Batal ha-gairim, batal isser. If the gairim's not there, if the reason for the isser disappears, so the isser itself disappears. And that's in this case. We have Levi, the remaining brother, and he has two women that currently are both usher to him. He's allowed to marry Leah because she's a chesed kasai. He's allowed to marry Racha because she's the sister of his wife. So the moment one of them dies, doesn't make a difference whom, as long as one of them dies, so now that Isser disappears and he's allowed to marry the other one, that's perfectly fine. Whereas with Rabbi Elazar, what does he hold? Afilu batal gairim, ha'isr m'kaimai. Even if the gairim is not here anymore, the Isser is still there. And now that we have this, we're going to ask a question for our Mishnah. Rabbi Yisrael Chanina ba kumi Rabbi Yechanan, he asks as follows. Hacha atamar meisa yivimtai mutar be'ishtai, meisa ishtai mutar be'yivimtai. Over here, as we just said, she's chachamim, it doesn't make a difference who died, Rachel or Leah, he's allowed to marry the other one. And hacha atamar achin, over here, you're saying this. In our Mishnah, we don't say that. What do we have in our Mishnah? We have two sisters that are falling to Yibum to two brothers, Rachel and Leah falling to Levi and Yehuda. What did we say? That both of them require Chalitza. But why is that? Why don't we just get rid of one of the Isurim and then the other one will be Mutter Yibum? Therefore, why don't we say, let's just have one brother do Chalitza to one of them. Now that one of these women is out of the picture, so let the other brother do Yibum. And so Amalehi responded to him, you're right, any idea Tamachayis Mahin. In truth, I don't know the reason for this problem of sisters. Now we're going to continue to discuss Rabbi Yechon's responses and we're going to have a slightly different version. Amrab Za'ira, Amrab Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan. Rab Za'ira said that Rab Chia quoted Rabbi Yechanan saying that any day atama chayos mahein, I don't know the reason for sisters, whereas Rav Ba quotes Rab Chia B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan as saying any day atam achayos yavamais mahein, I don't know the reason of achayos who are yavamais. And this version of how Rabbi Yechanan responded is more impactful, meaning it highlights the question much more, because in the above quoted Mishnah from the next parak, the isra these two women had is only sisters. It has nothing to do with the isra of Yibum. One of the women is Zakuk to Yibum, but the other one has nothing to do with Yibum, she just happens to be the sister of the one who's Zakuk. Nonetheless, we still said, once Leah dies, the Yavama Rachel is Mutter. So for sure in our Mishnah, when the Isser is because of just Yibum, it's Achais Zikukasai, and that's more of a Mekel Isser, so for sure one of the sisters should be Mattered once the Chalitza is done. That's why this version of what Rabbi Yechon said is a more impactful question. Now we just have a slightly different version of this very same way of asking the question. Rav Hila quoted Rabbi Yasa, who said, B'Shem Rabbi Yechonon, Loi Daima Isra Achais Yavamais, Isra Achais She'in Yavamais. There's no comparison between the Isser of sisters who are Yavamais and sisters who are not Yavamais. And again, as we had just said, this is just a slightly different way of saying the same thing than the Mishnah that we quoted above, which comes from the next parak. The Isser they have to each other is Achayos, is sisters, and even in that case, we're Mater Yibum when the sister Leah dies. So our Mishnah, which is not comparable, it's on a lower level of Isser because the sisters are Yavamais, so the real issue is Yibum over here, which again is a lower Isser. For sure, we should be Mater it. So this is Rabbi Yechon's question. Yeah, you're 100% right. I don't know the difference between our Mishnah and the Mishnah that we're quoting from the next parak. Now we have an attempted answer. Amar Birmi. Birmi says, Tifter, we could explain that why is our Mishnah different? Shenafal Abayas al Shnei Ka'achas is talking about where a house fell on both of them at the same time, which means both brothers who were married to the two sisters, Reuben and Shimon, they were in a house, it collapsed on them, and they died at the very same time. So then we're not able to say that one gets Chalitza and the other does Yibum. Because in the above quoted Mishnah, the only reason why, when Leah dies, Levi is allowed to marry Rachel, the Yavama, that's That's because he originally was mutter to marry her in the first place. She first fell to Yibam, then Levi messed it up by being Mekadesh Leah. So once Leah dies, he goes back to the original heter of being able to marry Rachel. But in the case of our Mishnah, if it's really true that that's what happened, that the house fell on Reuven and Shimon at the very same time, so it's not that Rachel's falling before Leah or Leah's falling before Rachel. They both are becoming Yivamais at the very same time, and so Chalitza of one is not going to be Mater Yibam in the other one. However, Rabbi Yossi asks on this answer, if you want to say that that's what our Mishnah is referring to, then the house fell on both of them at the same time. Do you really think that Rabbi Yochanan would say about that case? I don't understand why Achayos Yivamais are different, meaning I don't understand why our Mishnah is different than that Mishnah that we quote from the next parak. Of course, Rabbi Yochanan would understand what the difference is, but since nonetheless, Rabbi Yochanan persisted and said, I do not understand what the difference between our Mishnah and the Mishnah from the next parak is, it must be that that's not what our Mishnah is referring to. It has to be that our Mishnah is talking about that the two brothers died one after another, first Reuven, then Shimon. So first Rachel becomes Yivama, then Leah. And so the question remains. Now, just further clarifying the question so that we can complete the sugya, Havan Bai Meimar, they wanted to suggest that Matzrichel Rabbi Yochanan. What precisely is bothering Rabbi Yochanan here? It's only in the following case, Mesa Hashnia Lama Ine Mutter Brishaina. If the second one, Leah, if she died, why is the brother not Mutter to marry the first one, Rachel, because she was the first one that fell to Yibam, and when she had originally become Yivama, she was the only one that was Yivama, and the brother was allowed to marry her. Now that Leah is out of the picture, Rachel should be allowed to be married. Aval in Mesa Harishaina, Loyeh Asar Bishnia. But if the first one, if Rachel died, then even Rabbi Yochanan would understand why the brother is not allowed to marry the second one, because that second one, when she fell to Yibam, she was never Mutter in the first place because her sister was already a Yivama. So anyway, there was an Isser to marry the second one because she's Achais Zikukasai. So that's not what Rabbi Yochanan was bothered by. However, Rita says that no, he da Tzrichale. Both of these scenarios are a question to Rabbi Yochanan. And why is that? Because Veles Zika Klum. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Zika is nothing. In other words, even though, yes, when we have two sisters that are alive, or even without two sisters, when we have any Zika Zibum, you have to pay attention to that. That's a real Isser. With the moment we could say that there's no Zika, so it's like the Zika disappears, Ki'ilu Lo Haya, and then all previous Isurim fall off. And therefore, even in the second scenario, says Rabbi Yehuda, when Reuven died first, leaving Rachel to Yibam, then Shimon died, leaving Leah to Yibam, and at this point in time, as we had just said, Leah has a problem of Achai Zikukasai. Still, the moment Rachel, the first one, dies, that Zika falls off. We only have Leah here, so Leah should be permitted to be married, because again, Leah Zika Klum, Zika's nothing. And how do we know this? Because Ilu Shlesh Achel, let's say we have three brothers, Shnai Me'av, Volei Me'im, two are brothers from the father, but not from mother, Shnai Me'im, Volei Me'av, and two from the same mother, not from father, which means that Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Reuven and Shimon share the same father, Shimon and Levi share the same mother, which means that for all intents and purposes, Reuven and Levi are not related at all. They might share the same half-brother, but they're not related. The son of the father dies first, which means Reuven died first, and the second one, Shimon, he didn't have a chance to either do Chalitza or Yibam to Reuven's wife, until he also died, and she, meaning Reuven's wife, is now falling to his brother from his mother. She's now falling to Levi. Would you say that he's not allowed to marry her? In Tamar, that's proper Girsa, Zika Klum, if you want to say the Zika is something, so then it should be Usr for Levi to marry her, because it turns out she's the wife of his maternal brother. We know that Yibam is Usr with maternal brothers, only with paternal brothers. But we know there's no problem, and Levi is allowed to marry Reuven's wife, because since Shimon didn't do anything with her, he died before either Chalitza or Yibam, for all intents and purposes, she's just considered Reuven's wife, and since Levi is not related to Reuven at all, Levi's allowed to marry Reuven's wife. We clearly see that a Zika is nothing, even though, again, when the person's alive, we have to pay attention to the Zika, there's an Isser, but once the person dies, the Zika falls off, ki'u loy haya. As I'm going back to Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, and his question of why our mission is different, is that once we have one of them dying, even though you're right, even though originally there was a Zika, and there was a problem of a Chazik Ukasai, now that Zika fell off, and so Yibam should be permitted, we shouldn't require just Chalitza. And we stop here for the day without an answer to this question, and we'll pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.